USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Lisa Erickson with U.S. Bank joined Fox Business to react to those numbers.
We've got a really solid numbers across the board. 250,000 up is a very great absolute number and definitely ahead of consensus expectations. And on the wage gain side, you've got a nice increase for American workers at 3.1%.
The Trump administration announced on Friday they were putting sanctions back under Iran that were lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. The sanctions really hurt Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors, and U.S. troops have begun arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border to turn back the migrant caravans that are slowly heading north through Mexico towards the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
For the fifth time in 3 days, a car struck students at a bus stop. Now the most recent event happened in Tampa, Florida. The other crashes occurred in Mississippi, Indiana, and a second Florida city. Deborah Hirschman is the president of the National Safety Council. She joined CBS News to share some sobering statistics.
Each year we see about 120 fatalities.
Hirschman also has some advice for drivers out there.
The number one takeaway is really for the drivers of cars around school buses to be alert and attentive and look out for the safety of children.
Alex Epstein is with the National Transportation Safety Board. He has some tips for your student if they catch the bus in the morning.
What a student should be taught is to stand back about 6 feet so that the bus can enter safely.
As Tuesday's midterms near, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. Meanwhile, President Trump is making final pitches for GOP candidates across the country with a series of weekend rallies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, the economy added 250,000 jobs in October. Now, what contributed to those jobs that have been created and also some of the economic positives that we've been seeing over the last year under President Trump? Well, Stephen Moore is the author of a new book titled Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Get Our Economy Back on Track. Moore does advise the president from time to time on economic issues, and one of the things I had a chance to ask him was how the president was able to turn around our economy.
He's a pro-business, pro-America first president who everything he does is to expand the economy, make it grow, help American workers. And so it was, you know, I think the most important reason Trump has caused this incredible, economic boom has been that he's, you know, not letting government impede the economy. You know, the government oftentimes sets a brake on growth through regulation, taxes, edicts, and other kinds of restraints. And so Trump has eased those restraints. The biggest thing, of course, was the tax cut, which Art Laffer and I and Larry Kudlow helped write for the president, and that has been a spectacular success. It's put our businesses in a much more competitive situation. It's saved the average family about $2,000 a year, and it's been like a shot of steroids right into the butt of the economy, and boy, has it worked.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.